Recently at Kerry Airport, €10,000 was donated to Pieta here in Kerry. And it follows on from the development of the Open for Business wall at Kerry Airport in the departures area. Now, this was initially established in 2019, but this year new businesses have been added. So there are now 45 Kerry businesses with their names on the Open for Business wall at Kerry Airport, resulting in that €10,000 going to the Kerry branch of Pieta. Well, here to talk about this is Chris Fitzgerald of Sloga Signs Killorglin and Fred McDonough of Red Chair Recruitment Killarney. Chris and Fred, you're both very welcome to the show.
Pleasure to be on.
Fred, I might start with yourself. Will you talk to us about the business wall at Kerry Airport?
Absolutely. Again, thanks to Radio Kerry for giving us the opportunity to promote this wall because it means a lot to everybody. The Open for Business wall was a creation which came about in 2019. John Mulhern had just been appointed CEO of Kerry Airport, and I was invited via the Chamber. One of your own guys in there, Mary, John Drummy, set up a meeting for myself, Shane Walsh, and it was a chamber-driven meeting in Tralee. Basically, John Mulhern was very keen to give back and very keen to use a massive space in the airport. And after our lunch, it came about that we all went away with a bit of homework to do of how we could create money on the wall, but giving this back to Pieta House, which needed funds in the Tralee area. So coming back from the meeting, I was obviously psyched and really excited about the whole process of working with Kerry Airport, working with Shane Walsh, working with Pieta House. And the first person I decided to call, because the man that can put all this together, was Chris and Bobby there from Sloga Signs, who's on the line with us. And Chris and I discussed it for about 20, 25 minutes. And as always with Sloga Signs, no issue. We'll do it. Make up a meeting. Let's make it happen. And literally within a few days, we found ourselves out in the airport sizing up a wall to see how we could use this wall and how we could put our minds together to create money from the wall.
Chris, I'll bring you in there. So your side was creating the signs. So there's now 45 businesses that have their names on the wall. But maybe you might just talk to us about the whole process then, about how the wall looks and about the signs. Maybe you might describe it to people who haven't seen them.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like there's a huge diverse range of businesses on the wall, which is great to see in Kerry. And what we did was we talked out of getting an image of Kerry. So we used a photograph from Matthew Murphy from Glencar. There was a stunning photograph. So that's in the background as you come into the departures. And then we have two or three lines at the minute. Well, each company has their own logo. So you can see that, like, even I'd be getting photographs from people traveling through the airport, taking pictures saying, oh, I've seen your logo here and stuff. So it is great. Like, it's great to see the interest of the businesses to have on the wall. And obviously being Pieta House, like even on the launch there, listening to John from Pieta House, it's a real nice thing to actually give back, and it's a nice story to hear. But yeah, that's the main thing about the support of the businesses, I suppose, for Pieta. It's great.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say there. I mean, your own involvement there in Sloga Signs, you're helping promote businesses in Kerry, but you're also helping Pieta House.
Absolutely. Yeah. So yeah, so when Fred came to us, we came up with the design and made sure that John and everyone was happy with it. And then that's where we went with it. Yeah. So it's great.
Fred, I might bring you back in there. So there's 45 business names now on the wall, and I suppose there are a wide variety of businesses across Kerry.
They are indeed. Basically, it's promoting business. It's promoting, especially now. This idea was born before COVID, but COVID has become such a major part of this because it's about mental awareness, mental health. It's about the businesses knowing the key signs and what to look out for if there is an issue with any of their staff members throughout the Kerry and indeed broader field for anybody with mental health issues. So what we were trying to do was we tried to target the companies that hired people that were in the business environment. So on the wall, you've got companies like the leading companies in Kerry are all on there, the most employed people such as TLI Group, you've JRI America, you've Kerry Group, you've Lieber. You've got all the massive, massive players in the county. But you've also got the smaller companies as well that employ 2-3 people that also want to give back, such as Avalanche. You've got Egg Design, Retrofit Design, Irish Drains, Kramer. And it's such a mix and such a great use of these people's effort to make mental awareness such a thing within any business in the county. I think the big thing there to say is in year one, we raised €5,200 off the wall, then COVID hit us. And then because we regrouped and rethought and we designed it again and people were knocking on our door to be on the wall, this year we were able to give €10,000, which is a huge amount of money raised from the wall now. And that's going to be an annual minimum of €10,000 every year going to Pieta House in Tralee.
That's amazing. And what strikes me from the companies you mentioned there, I know Kerry is synonymous with the tourism industry and hospitality, but those businesses, they're not in that area. So I suppose it shows Kerry is very vast. It has so many different kinds of businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. And we purposely stayed away from hospitality. Poor old hospitality are getting hammered left, right and centre for sponsorship here, there and everywhere. So we decided, we made a very clear decision to bring it to industry businesses in County Kerry. So like we've got MTU are very generous to be on the wall, University Hospital Kerry as well there. We've got Lava Therapies. We've made a real step away, but it's total industry and businesses based in the county.
And it shows too that, you know, there are huge businesses here. They're operating internationally. I know we know of the likes of Kerry Group. It's always mentioned. But I mean, there's other massive companies here in the county that are doing phenomenal work right around the world.
Yeah, and just before you came on work, like RDI Hub that we just spoke about the last time I met you, Mary, at the third birthday party, they're a major, major sponsor of the wall as well. Like, and when I say major, it's only €200 for a business to have their name, their logo, and also a link drawn through to their website. So the Kerry Airport website has the hashtag of businesses in Kerry. And John Mulhern was telling me the other day that it's one of the most viewed parts of their website is the diary of businesses in the county. And every company on the wall now has a space on the website with a link directly back to their own website.
And I suppose, obviously, it is situated in Kerry Airport. And Chris, I suppose that really opens it up to so many more people, really, doesn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. So like Fred said there, the amount of companies that have approached us to go on the wall for the next bet of it is amazing. So, yeah, the support is unreal.
It shines a light on Kerry Airport again, doing great work, bringing people into County Kerry and of course, allowing the people of Kerry go to different parts of the world.
Exactly. Even from a business point of view, it's so handy to do all the trips to Dublin and stuff like that. And it's so easy to get through. Yeah, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. Kerry Airport's a great asset to the county. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Fred, you spoke about Pieta. So this year, €10,000 has gone to the Kerry branch of Pieta. And you said this will be on an annual basis, that there will be at least 10,000 going to Pieta.
Yeah, that's what the cheque was. Signed over the last day, and the cheque was presented by an inspiration for the county, Ian O'Connell, one of your colleagues as well in Radio Kerry, who did a remarkable job at the launch. And we now are able to guarantee a minimum of €10,000. And as Chris just mentioned, we've got companies lining up now to go on to the next line of 16 companies. So I think we're looking for five more companies or six more companies to come forward that are happy to put their logo, a mere €200 on an annual event. Every single penny of that goes to Pieta House. But once we get this next few people, we'll have another line gone up, which will fill that wall. And then the hints on the day when we did the launch was John was potentially going to be looking at giving us the wall parallel to our already massive wall that's there. So maybe we might be able to extend this and have another 45 companies up there, which would just be outstanding. When John Dempsey from Pieta House with Selena Hearn, who's the lead therapist in Tralee, spoke about the use of this money given back in County Kerry, and I really want to push County Kerry we're talking about. He explained to me in great detail, and he was very, very passionate about this, that the money had been put back into training and education in Kerry and to be able to open more space where people can come on a one-to-one basis and meet with the counselling team in Tralee. And since COVID, the numbers have grown, unfortunately, that people are actually looking and talking to Pieta House. But thankfully, because of this wall, we're able to give back again. And we don't know how many lives we've saved. And that was the most, I suppose, chilling part. Like, it's untold lives that we've saved, that all these businesses together, unknown to us, our money has been put into such great use.
Absolutely. You mentioned about the wall being renewed. It'll be January of next year. And would you be accepting any applications from anyone who would like to put their names forward for their business?
Yeah, we are indeed on an ongoing basis. And it's a very easy process. You either reach out to Chris and Sloga Signs in Kilorgan or ourselves in Red Chair in Killarney. And literally, it's just what we need is a logo. We need a piece to put into the website on the Kerry Airport, which is about 500 to 1,000 words, maybe one or two pictures of what you guys do. And then from there, then it's €200 a year. The invoice will come directly from ourselves. And then you get a receipt once the invoice has been paid, once all companies have paid and the money then is presented. We're not going to be having a massive launch like we did this year every year. I think the goal now from John and the team was to have a third year party and calling this the first year party. So in 3 years' time, we'll have another launch in the airport to show how the wall has progressed and moved on from there.
Okay. Well, look, Fred and Chris, it sounds like a great concept. And as you say, such a very worthy charity for a pretty nominal fee for all of the companies involved.
Can I just mention a little special thank you as well, if you don't mind, Mary?
Absolutely.
It's just John Mulhern, the amazing work he's doing in the county, what he's done for the airport is just phenomenal. But behind a great man, there's always others. But I just wanted a big, big thank you to Howard Jones in the airport. Tom O'Driscoll, who's got the patience of a saint, because the amount of times we're going in and out of security and he has to give passes to everybody in and out of there. Basil Shearer, who's the head of finance, who's again done an amazing job and worked very closely on this project with Chris and I. And then finally is John Drummy, who has a dual job with Kerry Mental Health and Kerry Airport and Radio Kerry. But John Drummy as well has been an incredible inspiration. His working behind the scenes, what he does for this county as well, is incredible. So I just a big special thank you to those four men.
Okay, no problem. Well, look, Chris and Fred, thanks so much for joining me on the programme.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks a mil, Mary.